Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday morning. I'm Bill Fantini. This time, ways to bring home more bacon and get paid for your loyalty. It turns out you don't have to carry around a lot of cards to be in a lot of loyalty programs.
Most stores and retailers these days allow you to access your loyalty program through your phone number. And so that makes it a lot easier than carrying them all around in your wallet.
To make the most of loyalty programs, MarketWatch reporter Jeanette Pavini suggests you make sure you're receiving emails about bonus rewards.
Set up a separate email account that is strictly for all of this type of email so that it doesn't inundate your inbox with your personal or business.
And it's important to stick with just one or two stores, says Pavini, so you build up your points more quickly.
A lot of times when you get to a certain level of points, you get a status for certain things like free shipping with no minimum purchase and things like that.
As we continue, ideas for earning extra income.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Do you find yourself always looking for more money? Adam Levin of Credit.com has tips for earning extra income.
Whether you're trying to fund a weekend getaway or save a bundle for retirement, there are some less common sources of income you can explore as ways to earn extra cash. For example, if you've always wanted to be a writer, you're in luck. Freelance writing can be great if you're looking to cash in on your thoughts and journalistic skills. Consider searching blogs, magazines, and other news services for the chance to write from home on your own time. You can also earn cash by helping with psychological and scientific experiments. If you're willing to go into a nearby lab, college, or university, this can be a fast way to increase your savings. Consider selling clothes you no longer wear or jewelry you no longer want. Between online marketplaces, yard sales, fashion swap parties, or even a local jeweler, you can cash in. There are also several online sites that'll pay for your opinions, advice, or reviews. But keep in mind, it's a good idea to research the companies ahead of time, especially before handing over any personal information. Another way to earn extra money, consider being a house or pet sitter. Have friends and family recommend you, advertise locally, or even search the web. Lastly, with social media gaining considerable momentum, try making some money from your followers, whether they're family, friends, or fans. Companies and brands know that the best advertisement is a recommendation from a trusted connection, so they'll reward you well for spreading the word on your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or Google Plus accounts. Not every idea will work for you or bring in the big bucks, but every unexpected dollar is one more than you had yesterday. I'm Adam Levin of Credit.com. And this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.